Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Minor League Baseball is a popular spring and summer event in the Chicago area, and that includes the Schaumburg Boomers, who open their season next month. Let's check in with Michael Larson, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Schaumburg Boomers Baseball. Michael, thank you for joining us today. And Michael, it was about 4 years ago when Major League Baseball underwent a radical realignment, especially with respect to its relationship with minor league affiliated teams, and that changed the landscape of the local minor league baseball experience in a big way. And a lot of the general managers I talked to at the time said this will eventually result in a stronger product. And Michael, in your experience, was that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thanks for having me on, and way to jump straight into a good topic there. When they redid that and removed what it was essentially two leagues and almost two affiliated minor league clubs, it drastically changed the talent pool that was available for what we are considered now as MLB partner league teams. So a lot of guys that might have been in AAA, AA still, or high A were now essentially free agents. And MLB was looking for us for the development level of those kind of talents. So the I would say the quality of baseball across all of the MLB partner league organizations, which all of Chicago's suburb teams are, jumped up significantly when they made that change.
And I think it also led to the creation or proliferation of local rivalries, because whether you're in the American Association and you have a number of local teams involved there, plus clubs in Milwaukee and the Frontier League, which the Schaumburg Boomers are a member of, you have the Joliet Slammers, you have the Windy City Thunderbolts. So there's a lot of regional rivalries that have now developed because of that realignment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that the rivalries that we have jumped through at that time actually came from a separate thing. But yeah, we've continued to have our rivalry with Joliet. The Windy City Thunderbolts down in Crestwood, are in our market as well here in Chicagoland, and are our continued rival. But at that same time, the Frontier League absorbed the Can-Am League. So we are the largest MLB partner league, and we go all the way to Quebec, Ottawa, New York, all over. You know, it's very east to west, Chicago being the westernmost market. And we've developed a big rivalry with the Quebec team, which is about as far away as you possibly can get. And I'm aware of that because I had to drive there unexpectedly a couple years ago. That is a 17.5-hour drive, I will tell you that. But the it's really kind of opened up a lot of cool things. And the fun and I would say more major league like rivalry and intensity that the players have in some of these games has really ramped up over the last 3 or 4 years with that realignment and how, drastic that is in how the talent level has changed.
Of course, the calling card of minor league baseball from coast to coast is that it is a much more inexpensive option to for your family compared to going to a major league baseball game. And of course, all sorts of promotions and gimmicks and deals. And that's definitely you can definitely get that in Schaumburg. Pro Wrestling Night on June 12th, a Hawaiian shirt giveaway May 25th. And since we've been talking about it yesterday and today, circle your calendar, June 25th, Bluey Night, Bluey and Bingo, meet and greet in Schaumburg.
Yeah, that'll be, we will give the warning on this. It's an afternoon game, so it's Bluey Day, but it's we are restricted on how many people Bluey and can meet at a time. So please, if you're looking to do that, get the meet and greet package in advance. Because it, as we've had these things in the past, you can get way too many people for the short window that we're permitted to have. So definitely if you're going that route, or Coco Melon, which is another date, or PJ Mask, another date, get those in advance. The more standardized promos, the things that we can do for everybody, not quite as restricted. I mean, we do sell out a fair amount of games, but if you want those meet and greets like you just brought up, you got to get those early.
Michael Larson, Executive Vice President, General Manager of Schaumburg Boomers Baseball.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.